How to cold call business owners. I've got that for you in 5 steps, plus a huge bonus you don't want to miss this episode of The Inside BS Show. So when it comes to cold calling business owners, there are 5 topics that are really important. You see those displayed out here next to me. And then there's a 6th topic, a key to success that you're not going to want to miss. So stay with me to the end of our show. The 5 topics we're going to cover, we're going to talk about how winning over the assistant is critical to your success in cold calling business owners. The 2nd thing we're going to cover is delivering value first, delivering value to the audience first. The 3rd thing is, what do you say when you get them on the phone? Well, of course, you say their name, but the way you say their name and how you use their name is everything. The 4th thing is a pattern interrupt. You've got to create a dissonance between what they think of when they hear someone call on the phone to try and sell them something and what you're going to say. You can't appear to be just like everybody else, so that pattern interrupt is critical. Going to teach you all about that. Then the 5th thing is leveraging systems, and I'm going to give you something for free. I've got a free gift for you. And then at the end of our time together, the key to success, the one thing that you can't lose sight of. It's the most important thing. Stay with me to the end of our time together for that key to success. All right, let's dive right into the content right now. All right, here we are diving into the content. Number 1, the first thing you gotta do to cold call business owners successfully is win over the assistant. The key to you getting the right person on the phone is winning over the assistant. I have cold called CEOs of Fortune 100 companies day in and day out and only spoken to their assistant dozens and dozens of times. I developed rapport. I bonded with the assistant. I let the assistant know that I was non-threatening. I let the assistant know that I was going to make him or her look great when I talked to the person who's the principal that I was trying to reach. And that was the key to success, to getting the right person on the phone. Do not treat the assistant like a roadblock. Do not treat the assistant like a barrier. Treat the assistant like they're the client. Win the assistant over, and then you'll get the right person on the phone. And the assistant may even set you up for success. I'll tell you a story. I was going after the CEO of a large healthcare system in New York. And I was calling to the CEO. I would call at 7 a.m. thinking he would pick up before work hours and before the assistant got in. I would call after hours. I would call on the weekends. I was having no luck. Finally, I just decided that I was going to become friendly with the assistant. So I called in and I called the assistant, and the assistant answered the phone, and I said, hi, you know, let's say her name was Janet. It wasn't, but hi, Janet, it's Dave Lorenzo. I'm calling to speak with you today. And she said, really, you're calling to speak with me? Yes, I want to talk to Jim. You know I want to talk to Jim, but I want to win you over first. I want to develop some trust with you first. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to come by, and I want to drop off a book from my company. I don't need to speak to Jim if it's not convenient. If I haven't built up enough trust with you yet, that's fine. I want you to see that I'm a real person. I don't have to come up to the office. I can meet you down in the lobby. I'm going to give a book to you to give to Jim. You share it with him. I'll follow up with you in a week. If you don't think it's going to resonate with him, or if he says he's not interested, you let me know at that point. I promise I'll never bother you again, okay? Now look, Janet's job, the assistant's job, is to protect her boss. And I'm being non-threatening, so I call her up and I say, I'm on my way over. I'll meet you down in the lobby in 10 minutes. I go over to the building. I meet her in the lobby. Now, what I did was I brought her a copy of the book that I had written along with a copy of the book for her. And I said, this is for your boss and this is for you. I'm not interested in just having a relationship with your boss and the company. I also want a good relationship with you. So this book is for you. Read it. Enjoy it. If you have any questions, let me know. Give this to Jim and I'll call you in a week to follow up and see if the book resonated with Jim. If it didn't, you tell me to go away and I promise I'll never bother you again. So a week goes by, I call back, and in this case, I said to Janet, what'd you think of the book? She told me she thought the book was great, and she highlighted a few things for Jim, and Jim agreed that they were important, and he'd like to have a meeting with me. Now, what would happen if that went the other way? What would happen if she said, look, Dave, Jim's not interested. It's just, you know, it's not something he can see himself doing. My response to Janet would be, look, I get it. And I'm never going to bother you again, Janet, I promise. Let me ask you something. Who in the company is the right person for me to talk to? Jim is not the right person. And I can't tell my boss that I just can't call your company anymore. Who should I be speaking with? You know what will happen? 9 times out of 10, this person will find the right person in the company for you to talk to. You see, more than anything else, someone who's an assistant at a very high level realizes that you have a job to do. And they're going to help you try to be successful within the company, and they will actually ask around. It's amazing how this strategy works. So number one in how to cold call business owners is focus on the assistant, win the assistant over. The second thing you need to know is deliver value first. Now, in that example with Janet, I showed you how I delivered value first by bringing a book, not only for Jim, but for Janet. You need to do the same thing. Now, look, if you can't stop by, that's no problem. FedEx a book or FedEx something of value, a piece of educational material, to your prospect in advance. Why do I want you to do this? Psychologically, for you, it's always going to be easier to call behind something, to call after sending something. Now, the higher the object of value that you send, the more motivation you'll have to call. I send my revenue roadmap guide, and by the way, I'm going to give you a chance to get my revenue roadmap guide in one moment. I send my revenue roadmap guide to all my prospects, and then I call to follow up, and my call is just, hey, listen, I'm calling today to find out if you received the revenue roadmap guide that I sent. If they say no, I email it to them right while they're on the phone, and then I agree to call them back later. If they say yes, I ask them what resonated with them. If they say they haven't had a chance to look at it yet, I ask them if they want me to deliver a private 15-minute briefing to them, and we schedule it. So calling behind something, calling to follow up on something, is a way to gain a psychological advantage when you're making cold calls, because it doesn't seem like a cold call when you're calling after you've sent them something, particularly something of value. Now, I promised you that you'd have the opportunity to get my revenue roadmap guide. Here it is. All you need to do is go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com, enter your name, your contact info, and you will be able to download my business development system, which is designed to help you attract more clients and close more deals. Look, you're making these cold calls to close deals, right? See where the cold calls fit in with the revenue roadmap. It is my business development and sales system. It's absolutely brilliant, and I'm giving it to you for free. You can customize it. There's some places where you can fill it in. You can fill in the questions and customize the business development system for you and for your business. It's my gift to you. Download it right now. Sell more stuff right away. Okay, the third thing I want you to do when you're cold calling, so you've won the assistant over and the assistant agrees that she's gonna set up a phone appointment for you with the principal. You've delivered value first. You've sent them a book, you sent them a guide, you sent them a white paper, you sent them educational videos. I want you to say the person's name. When the person comes on the phone, they're gonna answer the phone, and most people these days answer the phone using their name, Dave Lorenzo. When they answer the phone using their name, repeat their name right after them. Dave Lorenzo, Dave Lorenzo? And they're gonna say, yes, this is Dave Lorenzo. Then what you say is, hi, Dave Lorenzo, I'm Jim. You don't have 10 minutes to talk about how we can grow your business, do you? You don't have 10 minutes to talk about the three things in the book that Janet told me were most relevant to you and your business. And the person's going to say, well, Dave, of course I've got 10 minutes. We have an appointment. We agreed that this was going to be the time when we got together. Yes, I have 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes. Let's go. So you're off to a good start. You say their name, and the second thing you do, or the fourth thing in our strategy list that you do, is you do a pattern interrupt with a no tag. Dave Lorenzo, yes, Dave Lorenzo, you don't have 15 minutes, do you? Well, yes, Dave, I do have 15 minutes because we set an appointment. If you're cold calling and you don't have an appointment, you don't have 15 minutes, do you? It makes the person go, wait a minute, what? If you were to say, have you got 15 minutes, it's easy for them to say no. If you say, you don't have 15 minutes, do you? They're going to say, yeah, I do, but you got to make it quick. You got to get to the point. That's called a pattern interrupt. It interrupts the flow of them saying no to a salesperson. The fifth thing I want you to do is I want you to leverage a system. So I gave you my revenue roadmap guide as your system. In that system, you're sending them information, you're developing a relationship, and you're delivering value first. Hey, Jim, I want to introduce you to my pal, Joe. That's not the reason I called, but the reason I want to introduce you to Joe is because I know you like to do business with these type of companies. Joe's the CEO of that company. Would that be a good introduction for you? Yes. Okay. Let's set it up. That's delivering value first, and that's part of my system. So read through the revenue roadmap guide that you just downloaded. That's your system, and you'll see where all of this fits in, all of this falls into place. Now, I promised you at the beginning of our time together, I promised you that there would be one key to success you wouldn't want to miss, the one killer secret, and that's coming up right now. Here's the killer secret. The key to success is to have one objective and one objective only when you're making these calls. You want to be friendly with the assistant. You want to deliver value first. You want to say their name. You want to use a pattern interrupt with a no tag, and you want to leverage the system that you have in place, but you're always driving toward that one objective. And whether that one objective on the phone is to get a meeting, or maybe that one objective on the phone is to sell something, focus on what your objective is and only one objective. So if you're on the phone, your goal is to get a meeting. Janet, what do I need to do to get a meeting with Mr. Smith? Well, Dave, that's not going to happen. Okay, Janet, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to deliver value to you, show that you can trust me. We'll develop a relationship over time. And then when you think it's appropriate, maybe you'll introduce me to Mr. Smith. If not, I promise I won't take up any more of your time. Does that make sense? I'm driving toward that one objective. One objective, that's the key to success when you're cold calling. This has been How to Cold Call. Business owners, if you want more on cold calling, click on the video right below me. We love to connect with people. We love the human interaction. Cold calling is one way to do it. There's a video right below me that'll help you.